Cuomo's budget plan contains at least two major policy shifts that the governor admits pose dramatic change that will unsettle the big players in Albany. First, the governor wants lawmakers to depart from a decades-long policy on pensions and for the first time offer the option of a 401k-style defined benefits plan for new state workers.
We're only talking about future employees who may be hired by a union. I call them the unborn.
The proposal was met with condemnation from state worker union leaders who called it a cheap shot and said it offers a false choice. Cuomo is also trying to shake up education policy. He's threatening to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in increases in school aid from schools that don't agree on teacher evaluation plans with teachers. The failure so far to agree on the teacher evaluation plans is also jeopardizing up to $1 billion in federal funds.
The equation is simple at the end of the day. No evaluation, no money, period.
Cuomo's plan was panned by the School Boards Association, which said schools would be forced to succumb to unions' demands just to avoid the loss of funding, and the New York State United Teachers Union, which called the plan problematic and said it would create uncertainty. The governor, setting aside his PowerPoint presentation at the end of his budget address, asked lawmakers directly to support his policies, saying he understands the politics, but we have to do this.
We don't really have a choice anyway. If you leave the status quo, if you do nothing, leave the status quo, you won't have the tension. But if we leave the status quo, then we will have failed also. Then we will have become part of the problem.
In both proposals, Cuomo is taking on powerful unions of state workers and teachers who have long been allies of the Democrats who lead the assembly and even Republicans who are in charge of the state Senate. It's an election year for all members of the legislature, and unions often provide ground support in the form of volunteers to staff phone banks and drop off campaign literature door to door. Despite that, legislative leaders did not rule out backing Cuomo's plans. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, who worked largely cooperatively with the Democratic governor last year, predicts that the budget will once again be on time this year and that the legislature will ultimately approve Cuomo's proposal for a new pension tier with fewer benefits for new workers.
I believe there will be a three-way agreement on pension reform, which is significant.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who made a point recently of speaking to a rally organized by a group allied with the teachers' union, says he thinks Cuomo's plan to force teacher evaluation agreements makes sense.
He's, you know, on target. It gives the incentive to both sides in the collective bargaining process to come to an agreement.
Although the governor's policies, if enacted, will likely anger many established groups at the Capitol, lawmakers may conclude that they are taking an even greater chance if they alienate the extremely popular governor. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.